Hello, everybody, and welcome to TikToking. I am your host, Melissa. Each week, we speak with entrepreneurs, content creators, artists, and others who share their journey on TikTok.
On today's episode, I'm speaking with Alyssa Glutz. She provides tips and insights, secrets, and advice to help you improve your credit. With over 131,000 followers and several viral videos, her expertise is clearly valued by the TikTok community. Hello, Alyssa, and thank you for being on with us today.
Thank you. What a nice introduction. That's awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So sweet. I love it. Now, I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much. Now, you are also a licensed mortgage professional.
Yes.
Am I accurate?
Yes.
So you've seen a lot of credit reports, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. 17, almost 18 years now in the business. So I was in the beginning of the height of it all, you know, the housing boom, and then all through the crash, and then just very focused the last few years on how are we going to recover, both personally and as an industry.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So is that why you got started on this path of helping others with their credit?
Yep. That's it. I mean, I was teaching Dave Ramsey's course, the Financial Peace University, around 2012. But knowing what I did know about credit and that there was a shelf life for most of the debt, that there was a timeline for how long stuff was going to stay on credit, and that really the credit scores were most impacted by the last 24 months of activity on the report. But 7 to 10 years of information makes for a huge report. I just knew that this has to be broken down in a more simple way because no one's learning this in school. And around 2012 is when the credit score became so super impactful, more than ever, to your whole budget. And so I thought, gosh, if anybody's ever going to buy a home again, they're going to have to get back to zero. They're going to have to, it's not going to be about what's wrong with their credit, what's bad on their credit, what debt they have to pay. But what have you done since then to start over, to drown out the bad with good, to start a new day and get the right accounts reporting on your credit? So that just became my main focus. And I came up with this method with my daughters, coloring on the ground with them and looking at it going, wait a second, why couldn't I break this complicated report down? Why can't we take this credit report, make it into a coloring book, and I'll just break down what you're seeing and tell you what to go look for and just teach them with this way. My book came out in October 2016, but I couldn't really get anybody in social media like Facebook, LinkedIn. I've been teaching classes and just giving it away for free for the last, 4 years, and just not feeling mm-hmm. like my market was out there. I'm like, I know they're all out there. I know how they feel, but they're not going to admit it. There's a lot of shame going on. And then I decided to jump on TikTok, and there they are. There's everyone.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So
yeah, you are so right on that. Absolutely.
Yeah. I love the fact that when I jumped on TikTok, it was something where I thought, oh, this will be a great outlet for the stress I feel in my business every day. This will be a great outlet for me to just play in their sandbox, just dance and maybe do some lip syncing. And I really just focused on that from October until about December, around December 4th, I know because I looked at the analytics, but those are the time frames when I was really just kind of doing the silly, fun stuff. And then I put out a video on how to, basically a conversation. I acted like I was calling a collection company, and I went through a script on what I would say if I called them and said, I have a debt, what can I do to get this taken care of today? How can I get this deleted? And it went and it blew up. And then from there on out, from December 4th on, it's just been a constant climb, and new followers every day and new people reaching out. And my book went from selling 800 books since October 2016, before I got on TikTok, to, mm-hmm. I sold 800 books a couple weeks ago. And it's just like, it blew up between my online course and my book. And I wasn't even expecting that. I really was just wanting to do something that I knew would impact others significantly. And regardless if I get paid for it, it's something I know will change their life, will change their kids' life. In the end, it'll change my kids' future, because of the people they're going to share the future with. So it's my own little mark, my own little something to leave behind. I know I'm not going to be here forever. I'm definitely focused on purpose at this point in my life. and just leaving something behind, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And that was one thing too. I saw you have a book.
Yes.
That's called Color My Credit.
Yes. Same name as my TikTok handle.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, for those who, you know, are new to, haven't been on TikTok and not sure what it's about, can you give the listeners a summary of what your book is about?
Sure. It's basically where we are used to hearing the words credit repair. It's me showing you that you don't need to be repaired. You need to be empowered. What you haven't known in your life, because it really hasn't been any purpose. It's not really like your specific school or your specific, you know, parents that didn't teach you to blame. You know, the credit score, we couldn't even see that until 2003. Really, 2003 was the first time they said, here's your credit reports. And we really didn't care, because in 03, the climate was, you know, if you had a pulse, you got a house. And so we really didn't care. And so they didn't start, like, you know, building credit education into high school, because, again, nobody needed it. And it wasn't really being used for everything, for checking your insurance quote, for your, you know, interest rate. I mean, really, mortgages, they just started really using credit scores in 1995. So it was all kind of new. Well, then when the crash happened, I just knew everybody was going to go in a cave, and it was going to be, you know, it was going to take a little time. But there, the height of 2010, about the second quarter of 2010, was the height of the charge-offs in our country. And that's when you've gone 6 months late on your credit card. And I knew that the time frame for the credit report was about 7 years from the first time you were late on that credit card. So if you added 7 years to the second quarter of 2010, I was like, oh, around 2017, everybody's going to come out. And they're going to not, it's not going to be necessarily anything to repair. Because you're, like I said, your credit score is based on the last 2 years of your life. It was going to be more about what don't you have on your report that you should have? You have two open credit cards right now. If you don't have an open credit card at all reporting, and all you're doing is repairing and focusing on paying off debt and getting stuff deleted and working with a credit repair company, you're not going to see your score go up. You can't pay bad debt to make your score go up. You can get it deleted, but if that is all that's on your report and you don't have anything on there that's a good account in good standing that you use regularly, that's drowning out the bad with good, then you have nothing left once you've, you know, fixed or cleaned up or paid that past debt. And so it was key. Like, people are going, I don't understand why my credit score is not going up. I'm going to credit repair. I've been paying them on a monthly basis for a year and nothing's happened. Any business model that they're getting paid from you by the month is not going to speed up the service to get you done. That's just like common sense. Like, that, their motivation is to keep you in a monthly program. That's how they make money. And I just thought, as a loan officer, like, I'm 100% commission. If I can help somebody get their score up and then they buy a house, okay, that's a better incentive. Okay. That's that. I would rather work with somebody who's got a huge incentive when I get what I want, and not a huge incentive to keep me where I'm at.
Yeah, absolutely. So. And what you just touched on right there is, back in, you know, the early, you know, 90s, someone like me from my generation, I'm in my 30s. Yeah. So they don't teach it in school now. They didn't teach it back then. And really, the only advice you would be getting was from your parents.
Which was basically and that was not on time. And that wasn't bad advice. But that, if you got even that advice, you're lucky. But what happened in 2012 was, it used to be, prior to 2012, during the crash and everything, you could ask if you had a 680 or higher. Then you could call any lender in town and say, what's your rate? My credit's great. I pay my bills on time. What's your rate? You weren't going to say my credit score is 747, because you didn't have Credit Karma and all these different places to tell you what your score is. You would just call and say, I have good credit. And the lender would say, your rate is 4%. They would just say a rate, right? And then after 2012, after the crash, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, through the housing crisis, they went to loan officers after and said, you can't get paid the way you guys have been. The way you guys used to get paid in the 05, 06 and the housing boom was, you kind of decided what you wanted to make.
you could charge points and origination fees and a high rate. And, you know, some people got really taken advantage of by lenders, by greedy lenders. Mm-hmm. And they said, no more. You guys are going to get paid a flat fee based on the loan amount. It can't be tied to what you're offering to the client, okay, for a loan. So it changed my internal motivation. But what also happened at the same time is they said, and by the way, anybody who doesn't have a 680 credit score now, you know, now that little line has been moved up to 740. So if they don't have a 740 now the credit, the interest rate they pay, the mortgage insurance, all of that, it's going to be, you know, higher if they're under 740, from 739 to 720. Then if they're from 719 to 700, the rate's going to be a little higher. And it goes down, like every 20 points down you go from there, the difference between somebody who's got like a 650 credit score versus someone who has a 740 credit score today, and they're putting the same amount down on a $250,000 house, that's a $400 difference in their monthly payment.
Oh, wow.
And so I'm like, God, that's a car payment. Like, okay, but if I could show somebody, if you get your credit score from 650 to 740, you know, and you can afford this payment instead of 250, that same house payment, now that'll qualify you for 335. Same exact house mm-hmm. payment. But that now makes homes affordable for you when they weren't before.
Right.
So it's just using this. So when everything changed in 2012, it was like, oh, so it's not going to take away from my commission to help somebody increase their credit score and get a better interest rate, maybe qualify for more, or maybe just be super happy and then pass your name out to everybody they know, you know, like mm-hmm. that alone. I just think, that's what started motivating me. But to this day, I still don't find that many loan officers in our country that are that motivated to help people with scores that can't get them a home today, because they're like, I don't want to walk anybody through that. I don't want to babysit. I'm here to make money. I want to be number one, you know? And so when people say, oh, you're in Arizona and California, well, I'm in Virginia. Who can you find out here? And I'm like, girl, if I knew that, I mean, it's hard. It's hard to find loan officers that are as committed, and want to, just have a different impact, you know, on their clients. And, you know, it's such a game changer for a lot of people, especially the ones mm-hmm. who thought they were never, ever going to buy a home again. I think that alone, the possibility, the breathing a little bit of hope on TikTok has been like the most, that's been the most impactful, is just seeing people that kind of in their mind were like, I'm never going to be able to buy again, or my ex trashed my credit, my medical, you know, trashed me. And they kind of think they've thrown mm-hmm. in the towel, like it's over forever. And I'm like, and I just love those messages when they're like, maybe I could come back. Maybe I could buy a home. Maybe I could do this. And I love that.
Right. Yeah. I've seen a couple of your videos on TikTok about people giving feedback about your videos. Have they messaged you and said that how you've helped them?
It's hundreds a day. It's hundreds a day. And it's from every source. So like I have TikTok, I have Instagram, and I have like a few different pages on Instagram. So they find me on Alyssa Glutz. They find mm-hmm. me on Glutz Group. They find me on Color My Credit. Then you get the direct messages there. I have an email. I have you can go to colormycredit.com and click a button to email me directly too. So they come through that source. But yeah, I on a daily, I get quite a bit. It's so overwhelming. And the mentions and the duets and the people that like my favorite yesterday, a girl posted the video where the song goes, I just flipped a switch. I don't know if you've heard that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So she flipped the bathroom light on. Yeah. And when she flipped it back on, she had her little glasses on and she had her Color My Credit book. And it was like, I'm like freaking out of my office, like, oh my gosh, you did it. You know, like, I love that. But there has been a couple girls did great videos and just said, you know, I've been following Color My Credit and my score has gone up 200 points in the last 3 months. And you're just sitting there like, what did she say? You know, but it's totally really what happens. This little method I've come up with, like, is like a magic trick. I'm telling you, with just getting the right stuff.
Yeah, it obviously works.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing. Now, what advice would you give to someone who's just buying their home for the first time regarding their credit score?
Yeah, buying their home for the first time, very important for them to find the right lender. That means that you ahead of time, as you're looking around for a different lender, you ask them how familiar are you with credit and credit scores. This is such a big thing because I've had people that have just assumed that the lender, is kind of looking out for them. And it's just like going to a doctor where you think you're in the hands of somebody who's going to tell you precisely what to do. And a lot of times you have to play doctor yourself as well. Like you have to be responsible enough to go, this isn't, dosage isn't right. You know what I mean? And not just assume they know what they're doing. The same thing going in with a lender, you really want to make sure that you ask them for a copy of the credit report, that you know what the score is that they're using. They use the middle of the three. Are there any suggestions? Do they have the ability to do rapid rescore? I mean, these are important questions I say because what the difference is if you have your credit pulled and let's say your score came in at 679, and at 1 point from a 680, and that's a huge difference, okay, in what you're going to pay for a house. But if somebody would just point out to them, like, yep, you were at 679, all you need to do is go pay this credit card down by $100 and get me a new statement, then I can send it in, and 2 days later, your credit score's updated. 2 days. And not every lender in America works with rapid rescore, but the ones that do and that are able to do that, in a 2 day turn time, now you're paying how much different, for that house, for paying one credit card down $100. So, I mean, I think that when you're going to buy your first house, you want to find a lender who is creative, and is resourceful and follows Color My Credit.
Yeah, absolutely. It seems like the insight of knowing that is just so helpful, and more people should definitely be doing that to help people, when it comes to buying a home. Especially.
Well, and I think that a lot of people go to a lender to guide them. If you've ever been to one of those places before where you bring a bunch of girlfriends or friends and you get a bottle of wine and you're all set up with a painting, with a canvas and some paints. Yes. And you're looking at this person like, okay. And they're going, okay, yellow circle, draw a yellow circle, right in the middle. And baby step by baby step until you get to the end, you're like, wow, like I created that. I think of it the same way. You want a lender who's almost going to act like that kind of a guide for you and go, okay, step one, we're going to make a yellow circle, like nothing else. We're going to do that with money. I feel like that people want, they don't want you to do it for them. They want you to guide them. And be patient, you know what I mean? And I think that that's important for you to take almost power back as being kind of CEO of your money and going, I'm going to do a little research. It's amazing. Like these days, I'm 42, but I look around going, gosh, if I had Google when I was 15, like walk away, everybody, you know what I mean? Like it would be just a whole different world for me.
YouTube,
kids are so, they're spoiled these days with information at their fingertips. Yeah. So, there's so many ways. It's hard because especially with credit, I mean, I can Google any day. I can get news articles where I look at it and go, that's so not true. Especially like lately, every article talking about the new credit score, the new FICO. And what you have to watch out for, and the changes are coming to your credit score, And I just, it's all BS, excuse me, but it's all just like, this is a new FICO scoring model that nobody uses and might not ever. Nobody really adopted FICO 08 two versions ago. Nobody adopted FICO 9. So no one's going to use this. And then you're going to go learn all these new rules and listen to this garbage that it's not going to have any effect on your mortgage scores, the scores they use for an auto loan. I mean, just doesn't have that impact on it. It's a different recipe.
Oh, okay. Well, that is also good to know because you're right. Somebody who's not a professional or not in that industry, they're not going to know any better. And you just kind of go off of what you're being told.
I think it's interesting, too, because they said the biggest thing the new FICO score was going to affect you is if you take out a personal loan to pay off credit cards. And I just think it's so funny because that's all I talk about through a method I call debt pinball, about taking out like a lending club loan or Prosper or something that's got a fixed 3 or 5 year term. And then you pay the credit cards off with this installment loan, and your installment loans don't affect your credit score the same way. So what happens is like 30 days later, it looks like you just paid your credit cards off with cash and your credit score goes through the roof. And so I find it funny that they're saying this new scoring model is going to hurt you, hurt your score if you do these personal loans consolidating credit cards. I'm like, oh, interesting.
Oh, and that's not accurate.
Because we found a solution. You know what I mean? And I just feel like they're like, oh, if people don't stop doing this, then they're not going to use credit cards the way they used to. They're going to make them work for us. You know what I'm saying? Like it's they're finding ways, creative outlet. And I don't think that anybody should be punished for that, you know?
You said that you touched on it a little bit. You offer an online course to improve your credit.
Yes.
And it's on your website. Since joining TikTok, have you noticed, now you kind of said you've noticed an increase in people enrolling in the course?
You know, I don't want to be braggy or anything like that, but I do want you to know for business purposes, when people say like, you know, I don't know if there's any point to this. It seems like a silly thing, but just this book, this Amazon book that I think I make about $3 a piece on, and they're $10, you know? And then my online course is a self-paced online course. It never expires, but the key about it is that it comes with, for a limited time, a 1 hour consultation with me. And so sometimes people I tell them, go through every free thing you can. I have a lot of free content. I mean, TikTok's got like almost 1,000 videos. You can find answers. But if you feel you need something more personal, that's strategic for you, and it's one-on-one, then do the course and sign up, and then we'll get the consultation. I have two like right after this podcast. But last month alone, just between the people who signed up for the 1 hour course, I mean, 1 hour consultation, the course, and people who bought the book, I made almost $10,000. I mean, so I'm like thanks, Amazon. I mean, I do my mortgage business full time. And so it wasn't ever anything I was expect. So I'm just kind of starting to go like, oh, shoot. Well, and my girl said the other day, Mom, you have 900 subscribers on YouTube. I'm like, what? I do, you know, and I'm going over going, oh, they're like, if you get to 1,000, you know, you can monetize it. You can do, and I'm like, you can, you know, so I sound like a dummy, but I'm still learning all of it, but 10,000 is a pretty good month, you know, for any entrepreneur, you know?
Oh yeah. Yeah. And that's what I hear a lot of people when they join TikTok, you can link up your YouTube and your Instagram. And so people are interested to know more about you and they'll subscribe. They'll start, you know, venturing off to your other platforms. And like you, like you said, and on YouTube, you can monetize it and you could start making money off of your videos. So it's pretty much a win-win.
Yeah, it is. And so it's all, you know, I'm a full-time mama of two little girls and 100% commission loan officer. And, you know, so there's a lot of, you know, a lot of hats over here, but then obviously the last few years has just been really growing in this whole entrepreneurial land and figuring out, wow, I really could lay in bed and make money, you know, kind of blows your mind, but there are lots of ways. The whole point with me is I've had so many people approach me in the last few years that have tried to come in and say, you know, let's do this, get rich quick. And, you know, how many people need credit repair, and you could just basically like basically charge people. For the last few years, it's been like, no. That's not the way I want to do this. I don't want to be credit repair. I'm not credit repair. I am teaching you how to do it yourself. And it's about that empowerment. And I always have to, people ask me a question, I might come back with another question because I don't want to enable. I really want more than anything else for you to feel that, you know, inside of you, that freedom of going, okay, I got a checkbook. I got a credit card that works. Oh my gosh. You know, it sounds silly, but it's like those kind of things really can improve your confidence, like in so many areas.
Yeah, and then they entrust, you know,
Yeah.
they trust you because you're telling them something that's truthful. You're not trying to sell them anything.
Right.
You're not trying to, like you said, you know, you're telling them how to do it. And then you also, in the backing of that, you offer a course. So they you gain that relationship trust with them. And you're right. When people try to go in and, you know, play games or not be truthful with you, they're just not going to trust any lenders at all. And that just kind of, you know, makes people take a step back. So you're
Yeah.
absolutely right. Well, I want to say thank you so much, Alisa, for sorry,
I do it all the
Alyssa, for
time. I'm
being
like
oh
Alyssa,
my gosh,
like
Alyssa.
Melissa.
Yes.
Just like you.
Just not saying my
Yeah.
name. I should know that name. I really appreciate that you were on with me today. You guys that are listening, be sure to check out her website at colorofmycredit.com. And you can find her and her amazing, insightful videos and tips on TikTok. Her handle is at colorofmycredit. And she's also on Instagram. What's
Same thing,
your
Color My
handle for
Credit and Glutz
Instagram?
Group Home Lending, and my name, Alyssa Glutz. I have three pages, and I literally blast so much content on all three of those as well.
Yeah, right. And you're on Insta or not,
YouTube
excuse
is
me,
Color My
YouTube as
Credit.
well.
That's the channel.
Okay. Okay, great. And you guys also check out her book that she touched on
Yeah.
this episode. And you
Amazon.
could buy it
Yeah, and Barnes and
on
Noble. Yeah.
Amazon and
Yay.
Barnes and Noble. Awesome. Thank you.
Oh,
Thank you so
thank you. I
much. I really
appreciate it.
appreciate it. And okay, guys, thank you for listening with me today. Be sure to come back every Thursday for a new episode. You can now listen to us on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. To keep up on future episodes and announcements, follow us on TikTok and Instagram. I look forward to TikToking to you later.